USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden will roll out his plans Thursday to combat a surge in COVID cases. He's expected to announce a six-pronged plan to combat the Delta variant of the virus that's expected to include a new push towards mandating vaccines, expanding testing, and pushing measures to keep and protect kids in schools. Speaking with reporters on Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki intimated that the plan will also include measures that will depend on a person's vaccination status. When asked if the plan will affect Americans' lives, Psaki replied that it will depend on if you're vaccinated or not. And the Justice Department is reportedly preparing to sue Texas over a recently enacted abortion law. The Wall Street Journal reporting that the administration may sue as early as Thursday over the law that bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, effectively banning any procedure after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The law also empowers private citizens to enforce it, allowing them to sue their fellow Texans who carry out or facilitate an abortion. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
The costs from Hurricane Ida keep climbing. Tim Berg reports.
Hurricane Ida may cost upwards of $95 billion in damages across the United States. AccuWeather initially saying the cost of repairs could be as much as $80 billion. The agency saying the U.S. economy could feel the impacts of the storm for the rest of the year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Capitol Police are expected to reinstall security fencing around the U.S. Capitol ahead of a September 18th rally that will call for justice for those facing charges for taking part in the January 6th riots. The security measures are reportedly being taken because of fears of renewed violence during that rally. Protective fencing was installed around the Capitol complex in the wake of the January riots, with the final segments not taken down until July. Capitol Police and several other law enforcement agencies say they are on high alert ahead of the rally. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Baseball Hall of Fame's class of 2020 have finally been enshrined at Cooperstown. Derek Jeter, Ted Simmons, Larry Walker, and the late Marvin Miller were honored at Wednesday's induction ceremony, twice postponed by COVID concerns. In his acceptance speech, Jeter thanked the Hall, the players he faced, and the media that covered him throughout his career.
Congratulations to Larry, Ted, and the late Marvin Miller. I mean, I'm so honored to be inducted with you guys and linked to you forever. The Major League Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2020. Thank you to the baseball writers, all but one of you, who voted for me. And everyone who covered me during my career, you know, the beat writers, the columnists, TV and radio, and a special thank you to the Hall of Famers. You know, those that are here with us today, the ones that couldn't make it, the men I played with, played against, for, and looked up to and admired.
And three people have been arrested, charged with stealing the identities of some of those killed in the Surfside, Florida condo collapse. The trio are accused of using the stolen identities to obtain credit cards to make multiple large luxury purchases. Investigators say that the accused began obtaining the fraudulent cards less than a month after the building's collapse. They face multiple charges of identity theft, trafficking in credit cards, and organized scheme to defraud. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.